From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome once again to Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns brings the final portion of a message entitled, Why We Must Be Delivered from the Law, based on Romans chapter 7. As we've seen, the main objective of this chapter is to deal with God's law, its functions, and its limitations. All the law can do is expose sin and condemn it. As we've mentioned, an essential point here is that the law not only condemns the act of sin, but the very thoughts and feelings of sin. Only when this is understood will the sinner know the awfulness and ugliness of sin. Furthermore, the law provides sin a base of operations, for unregenerate human nature rebels against any restraints placed upon it. People delight in doing as they please until the law of God convicts them. It is when the sinner really feels the weight of the law that he realizes that he can be saved only by the grace of God. Dr. Cairns will conclude this message in just a few minutes. First, we invite your attention to this brief devotional thought from Morning and Evening, a collection from the pen of Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Our text for this morning is found in Revelation chapter 22, verse 17. Whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. Jesus says, take freely. He wants no payment or preparation. He seeks no recommendation from our virtuous emotions. If you have no good feelings, if you be but willing, you are invited. Therefore come. You have no belief and no repentance. Come to Him, and He will give them to you. Come just as you are, and take freely, without money and without price. He gives Himself to needy ones. The drinking fountains at the corners of our streets are valuable institutions, and we can hardly imagine anyone so foolish as to feel for his purse when he stands before one of them, and to cry, I cannot drink because I have not 5 pounds in my pocket. However poor the man is, there is the fountain, and just as he is, he may drink of it. Thirsty passengers, as they go by, whether they are dressed in fustian or in broadcloth, do not look for any warrant for drinking. Its being there is their warrant for taking its water freely. The liberality of some good friends has put the refreshing crystal there, and we take it and ask no questions. Perhaps the only persons who need go thirsty through the street where there is a drinking fountain are the fine ladies and gentlemen who are in their carriages. They are very thirsty, but cannot think of being so vulgar as to get out to drink. It would bemean them, they think, to drink at a common drinking fountain. And so they ride by with parched lips. Oh, how many there are who are rich in their own good works, and cannot therefore come to Christ. I will not be saved, they say, in the same way as the harlot or the swearer. What, go to heaven in the same way as the chimney sweep? Is there no pathway to glory but the path which led the thief there? I will not be saved that way. Such proud boasters must remain without the living water. But whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely.
Come by and meet and your soul.
As you hear in the introduction to these broadcasts, Let the Bible Speak seeks to present Christ in all His fullness. Are you seeking to present the gospel of Jesus Christ to some loved one, some neighbor, or someone with whom you work? We're pleased to offer you a booklet by Dr. Alan Cairns that is an excellent evangelistic tool. It's entitled, The Gospel of Salvation, Full, Free, and Final. In this little book, Dr. Cairns finds a balance between those who admire the message but keep it to themselves, and those who, in their haste to present the gospel, do not take time to examine its true content, and therefore never really present it in its beauty and fullness. Dr. Cairns understands the gospel, as it is presented by Christ, to be the fullness of God, and he presents it freely to all who will believe. Furthermore, he explains that the salvation declared in the gospel, once received and experienced, is final. The believer is kept by the power of God, and nothing can separate him from the love of God. For a free copy of The Gospel of Salvation, just contact us. You may write Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may email your request to ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may simply call us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Supplies are limited, so request yours right away. Ask for The Gospel of Salvation, Full, Free, and Final by Alan Cairns.
If you're at ease with a lax view of sin, if you have that superficial religion that lets the lust of an evil heart flourish and that doesn't bring you down under such a feeling of unworthiness and rebelliousness and guilt, you're not saved. You're not saved. Paul is here describing his experience as vital to his Christian life and as vital to ours as well. Men and women understand we can't be saved by the law, but the law must do its work to let you see how vile and filthy, ungodly, unworthy, and needy you really are, and shut you up to Jesus Christ. I hope that tonight, although I have not, I'm skating over this passage pretty quickly. I have not gone into it in the depth that it deserves. I hope you've got some conception of how vile sin is. It's not just outward actions. It's an inward bias of the will that's against God. It's an inward corruption. It's an evil root. How vile sin is. I want you to understand how real sin is. Sin is not a psychological disturbance. Sin is not a complex. Sin is not something of which preachers speak in order to scare you into submission. Sin is real evil. How real it is. How deceptive it is. A man sitting on the edge of hell, feeling good about himself. One heartbeat away from the groans of the damned forever, feeling good about himself. I'm alive. Oh, I wonder, are you there tonight? I'm alive. This is life. Don't try to get me under guilt. Don't try to make me feel bad. I am having the time of my life. I'm happy with my life. Happy with my lot. I'm not worried about my soul. I'm not worried about eternity. How deceptive sin is. Paul says, it deceived me. How fatal it is. It slew me. Dead in trespasses and sin now, and soon to be dead with the second death in an everlasting hell, cut off from God. How impotent the law is to save you from it. How terrible to remain under the law, trying to work your way to heaven. Can't be done. You know, what I like about Paul here is that he wrote all this not as a theologian making a point, winning a debate. Paul wrote this as a man who had come to learn it in a deep and personal way, a way that changed his whole life. You see, there was a time when he had no real conviction of sin. The law had never really hit him. You know, I think there's a lot of people just like that. The law has never really hit you. Your religion's all surface, all shallow. Oh yes, I'm a Christian. Yeah, I'm a Christian. Of course, I live like the devil. I think like the devil. I act like the devil. I go with the devil's crowd. I fight my joy among the devil's crowd. But I'm a Christian. Oh, don't talk to me. I'm all right. Man, I fear for people like that. The law's never really hit you. Paul was once in that condition. There came a point in his life where the law came down on him, as my old master used to say, like a ton of bricks from a high altitude. And man, did it hit him. Came a point in his life when it laid him in the dust, and it stripped away his pride, and it took away his self-complacency and boasting in his self-righteousness, and it made him feel his sin. Do you see how he puts it in verse 10? I found the commandment that was unto life to be unto death. I found. That for Paul was the moment of discovery. It was an agonizing moment. It was a heart-rending discovery. But it was very necessary because it led him directly to the Lord Jesus Christ. Men and women, the law can be summed up in this. I know it can be summed up, love the Lord with all your heart, soul, mind, strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. Those are the two great commandments of the law, the positives. But all the prohibitions of the law can be summed up in this, thou shalt not covet. That one commandment lays bare the lustfulness of the human heart, and by its very statement stirs the lust of the heart to rise in rebellion against God and His law. But that commandment, which shows God to be holy and this His standard to be just, thereby slays you and shows you your total depravity. Brings you face to face with the wrath of God. You cannot come face to face with God's law and know it to be holy and just without realizing the wages of sin is death, and the law brings you to face with hell. And in doing so, it shuts you up to a righteousness that's outside of yourself. If this is the standard I must reach, and believe me, no one will ever be in heaven whose righteousness does not fully and completely satisfy everything demanded by the law of God. That's the standard, and I can never reach it. Is there no hope? Ah, that's the gospel message. Jesus Christ, the righteous one, has lived in our place, fulfilling the precept of God's law. He has died in our place, paying the penalty of God's law. He lives for our justification. Bless God tonight. He is able to save to the uttermost, and to clothe the guilty sinner who believes in Him with the robe of His perfect righteousness, so that that law is again a law unto life, no longer an agent of our condemnation, but now a witness for our acceptance with God, because of the righteousness of Christ. Oh, I trust tonight that the law will really hit you. It may not be a nice experience for the moment, but it's essential to lay your pride low in the dust, to get you beyond the shallow surface religion that gives you just enough religious knowledge to stop the mouths of those who would dare to witness to you of Christ. Gives you cover from the preacher of the gospel. But leaves you a vile and guilty and unchanged sinner. And in your heart, you know that there's neither love for God, nor His law, nor His gospel. May God's law hit you tonight. And then may it take you by the hand and lift you out of the dust. And take you where it took the great John Bunyan to that place somewhat ascending. And fix your eye upon that center tree and show you the righteous one, Jesus Christ, the mighty to save. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Let's all pray. Father in heaven, write thy word upon every heart. And, O God, tonight we pray for the entrance of thy word which giveth light. We pray, Lord, that thou wilt expose sin for what it really is, depravity in all its depths. Gracious God and Father, we pray tonight that thou wilt take men and women and young people beyond a shallow surface profession of religion that is an insult to God, a blasphemy to Christ, and a delight to the devil. Lord, we pray that the law of God will do its work this evening, that men and women, feeling the awfulness of and the guilt of sin, will see the beauty and the glory and the righteousness of Christ and come and wash their robes and make them white in the blood of the Lamb. Answer prayer, we ask of thee. Part us now with thy blessing. Keep us in thy fear. Be our abiding portion, both tonight and evermore, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening, and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we let the Bible speak.